Blog Talk Radio.
Desktop audio. Okay, cool. Desktop audio. Hello? Oh my gosh. Can you all hear me? Monitor and output. Hello? Hello? All right, so see my camera. Settings. Stream. Oh, because I can hear it. Hello. What is that noise? Why can I hear that? Hello. Hello? Can I hear myself? So right now, All right, I think that we are live in the group. I would like to believe so. Make sure all my stuff is together. Okay, hey y'all. I am new in this group. Oh, can't hear me. Duh. I will do that from time to time. I will forget that the microphone should be turned on. So, I want to say shout out to Pretty Boss for adding me to this group and chatting with me. And also to those people who have been giving me some insight on terror. So, I have the rider deck. I don't know if you guys can see it with my camera, but it's like, it's the standard. I don't know if it's going to focus in. Oh, it's not focusing in, but you guys know which deck I have. So, yeah, shout out to you, yeah. But I'm getting into the tarot thing. Now, I do have a number as well. If you guys would like to join in and talk, I do have a call-in number. You guys can call me up here, and we can chit-chat because I'm going to need a little help. So the thing is this. I've been watching YouTubers, and I'm going to pull some YouTubers up. And so basically, I've been watching YouTubers, and they seem to be doing a lot of, like, Zodiac reading for their monthly reading. So I want to do that, too, on live. But I'm not really good with the whole Zodiac and astrology thing. And to be honest, like, I don't really know a lot about it. So I'm trying to figure out, do I have to go that route with it? Like, I don't know with the new moon and I don't know about that stuff. So if anybody can give me some insight, that would be great. Thank you, Pretty Boss. So let me show you. I know you guys know because you guys are a lot more advanced than me. But let me see if I can add a clip in here. Let me see. Oh, not that clip. If you guys would like to call in, you guys can. I'm gonna make that smaller if you guys want to call in. And then let me see if I can add a clip in here. Browser. Let me see. Give me 1 second, you guys. There's this guy I follow. He's really, really good. Hold on. And, like, this is just general. Like, I follow him because I really like that. I like what he does. And I also follow Pretty Boss on YouTube, too. I liked her energy. I liked the way she explained. So, let me see. Okay, see, look. Sun, moon, rising, Venus. Like, I'm not really sure what all that means. So, I need some help, y'all. I got my cards, so. Okay, so with that being said, like earth, moon, water, air, and then how he keeps going like through the list of every one of the astrology signs, is that the only way to do a general reading? Is that how I'm supposed to do it? Is there a certain style that you do? I mean, if anybody has any answers, let me know. I'm just trying to, because I'm trying to get popping too. So I'm trying to get my, but I don't want to look crazy. You know what I mean? I want to do it the right way. So I'm trying to get myself together. And Pretty Boss, I found your video. I really loved the way that you explained stuff. So that's why I started following you as well. And I went on your page. I didn't see that you did a lot of the astrology. But I would like to do kind of something like relationship reads, but how would I do a general relationship read without, like, I can't just say, okay, women, this is for you guys, or men, this is for you guys. Could I do that? Okay. She said, do it your own way. Because I really liked, I don't know, something about when I was on your page, I was like, I got to find this girl. Like, I like her. And so that's how I found your group, too. You just explained it to me in a way to where I was like, yeah, you've been where I'm at. You know what I mean? And so I was like, let me figure this out, because where I live in California, we don't have it. Like, I've been trying to take all kind of classes and everything, but it's just not the same. Oh, that's good. See, I kind of want to do like the relationships to see like if the man is cheating or if he ain't, you know what I mean? Or if the woman is cheating. But I think a lot of people on YouTube are accustomed to the readers doing the signs, like the zodiac. So I probably need to have it in my repertoire, just because somebody might throw that out there, because majority of all the readers on YouTube do astrology. So, but that's an interesting take. Relationship would be dope. You could do it generally for both sexes. Okay. I could do it for both sexes. Okay. So I could do men, women. Yeah, because I'm not really into the... But if you want to call in, you could definitely call in. The number is 563-999-3658. We can chit-chat, because if anybody would like to call in. And if you guys want to test me during a reading, I definitely would like to do a test reading. Baby, you want to call in for me? Huh? So I could try to do a test reading, and then maybe they could guide me. You got your phone? He's going to call in. He don't feel like it, I could tell. But when you have nobody to do it, he's going to have to do it. All right, let's see how this works. All right, let me see. Make sure you can hear me. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, so you are live. We're in the tarot group right now, but I want to do a reading for you. So give me a question. I'm going to have them kind of guide me through it. Oh, I need my little paper. Can you bring me that paper? I've been taking my notes on there. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
From Biddy Tara. Okay. All right. Ask me a question.
I just had a recent interview on a job, so I want to know how is that going to play out?
Oh. So you guys heard that, right? So I'm going to show you my cards that I got for that, and then I might need some help. Okay, so I'm going to do with three cards. Oh, wait. Well, let me just... Uh-oh, this is a little nerve-wracking. Got people watching me. Oh, so this is the card I pulled. The hold on. I pulled the Seven of Swords. I don't know why this light is not having it today. Let me see. Hold on. It's not having it. I put the Seven of Swords. I don't know if it's going to focus or not. But the Seven of Swords says betrayal, deception, getting away with something, and stealth. I don't know how that pertains to your job. Let me pull another card. And then I got... what is this? Well, I got the Four Pentacles next. So the Four Pentacles is stability, security, possession. So, and it was, so I'm thinking that, does anybody know? Can anybody help me out? So he asked about his job, but he got the Seven of Swords and the Four of Pentacles. So does that mean he'll get the job? Or, like, what do you guys think? Let me see what people are saying. Oh, people are commenting. Oh, they said pull three more cards. Okay, I'm going to pull three more cards. So then I got the Knight of Swords. And then I got... So the Knight of Swords. Then I got... what is this? The Wand? I'm learning, y'all. So I got the Four Wands, which is good. And then I got, the Judgment upside down. So what I got was a lot of cards. It's a lot of spread. So I got the Four of Swords, or the Seven of Swords, the Four of Pentacles, the Knight of Swords, and I got the Four of Wands and Judgment card upside down. I think, let me read the Knight of Swords represents. The Knight of Swords is opinionated, hasty, action-oriented, communicative. And then the Four of Wands is celebration, harmony, marriage, home, community. And then the Judgment upside down is self-doubt, refusal, or self-examination. So I don't know what that, how to read that. But I think you're going to get the job, babe. They're saying you're going to get the job. And you're going to be happy. But you're a little nervous. For some reason, you're doubting it. Or it's going to last. Is that true?
I do have a little doubt because they keep asking me for more. They keep asking me to turn in more stuff, which I know sometimes is good, but I just don't. I'm like waiting on a background check that I've. It's a different type of background check that I've ever seen before. For some reason, I'm like nervous about it.
Yeah, you have some self doubt here because Justice card is turned upside down. That is. Let me see. The Judgment card. Judgment, sorry. The Judgment card is self-doubt or self-examination. You're a little nervous. You don't think you're going to... There's a piece of you that thinks that you might not get the job.
Mm-hmm.
But I was showing that... I'm going to be happy to have the card.
That makes sense to me. Because I do have like a little self, there's like, oh, this is a little piece of me that feels like you may not get the job. It's just like they're just a different process than any job I've ever applied to. So that's why I'm like, you know, it just adds, I just have this little self doubt on me that they'll find a reason why I'll add up something. So I guess I have to get rid of that. That was nice. That made sense to me. So thank you so much.
Yes, I'm in here to learn. I really want to put a relationship with you. You know, I'm not doing financial things. To do live. Is he cheating on you? Let's see. Do you want to know your partner's cheating?
Do I want to know if my partner is cheating on me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, that would be a good one. Let's hear that one.
Seven of Swords again. Yes, he is cheating right now. It's betrayal. He's cheating on you.
He is.
Yeah.
What were my cards?
The seven of the seven of Swords, which is betrayal, deception, get away with something, stealth. And then you have the Nine of Wands, which I didn't understand that one. And then there was the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Pentacles, but that was upside down. I don't know what that means either. Let me see. Perfection. Perfection is lack of ambition or focus. I don't know how that represents to a relationship. Does anybody know? Anybody know? I don't know why. I can't get a good angle on these cards. Oh, maybe because there's a light right there. Yeah, I can't even get a good angle. All right. Well, I don't know, babe. I was trying to see if someone could help us out. You want to come do a reading?
No.
You're not in the mood. All right, guys. So if I get better at this, I'll come to you guys and do like real readings. I'm just trying to practice. So I know you guys, a lot of you guys have probably been doing it longer than me. I was just trying to get some feedback. Maybe see if you guys would get help in any kind of way. So I'll come on every couple of days, and hopefully you guys won't be shy next time. You guys will actually call in, and we can talk the cards out, and we can do all of that. I think it will be very, very great. So until next time, talk to you guys soon. It's been fun. Bye. Mm-hmm.